Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 13th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina DEAC yesterday announced 1,361 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 29 additional confirmed deaths. Of the total number of individual test results reported to DEAC statewide, 30.3% were positive. Testing opportunities can be found on the South Carolina DEAC website. The state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and a new state spending plan are priority items for this year's session of the state legislature. Senate Republican Majority Leader Shane Massey says the continuing question of whether or not to sell state-owned utility Santee Cooper has to be decided this year.
We need to get this off our plate. We need to get this out of the focus, and South Carolinians need to see that we can address this issue and move on to other issues, because there are other things piling up behind it.
A decision on whether or not to sell Santee Cooper was expected last year before the legislative session was cut short by the COVID pandemic. For the second time in as many weeks, a law enforcement officer in Horry County has been killed. Authorities say Melton Gore was just doing his job when he was struck by a vehicle late Tuesday afternoon. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
His friends called him Fox, and Melton Gore served the Horry County Police Department for more than 20 years. Officer Gore was a member of the Environmental Services Unit. Authorities say he stopped at the intersection of Highways 22 and 31 to pick up debris from the roadway when he was hit by another vehicle. Here's Police Chief Joseph Hill.
And that's typical of Fox. If you knew him, he cared about this community. Most people may have passed that debris by, swerve around it, but not Fox. He wanted to make sure nobody was hurt by it.
The chief is asking people to be more mindful, on the lookout for workers, especially in the roadway. On New Year's Day, a North Myrtle Beach police sergeant was killed while responding to a call. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
South Carolina State Epidemiologist Dr. Linda Bell received her first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine yesterday. Bell called the vaccination an opportunity to stop the devastation the virus has wreaked on the community. Late Tuesday night, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the 25th Amendment resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to set in motion procedures that would remove President Donald Trump from office. This comes a week after the violent siege of the U.S. Capitol. South Carolina Public Radio's Felicia Eady has more.
In a largely party-line vote of 223 to 205, the resolution calls on the vice president to immediately use his powers under Section 4 of the 25th Amendment. It would strip the president of his powers. Congressman James Clyburn.
Never before has a president incited mob violence to block certification of his opponent's victory. Never before has the president refused to condemn and demand the cessation of an attack on our country.
Just hours ahead of that vote, the vice president made clear in a letter he has no plans to invoke the 25th Amendment. Today, House Democrats are expected to vote on the single article of impeachment of the president, charging him with incitement of insurrection. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
The Lowcountry Food Bank in North Charleston is getting a slam dunk of a gift. Basketball player Michael Jordan is donating $2 million to address food insecurities from Chicago to the Carolinas. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Henson reports.
The basketball great is donating money from his The Last Dance documentary, with proceeds going to a nationwide network of food banks. The Lowcountry Food Bank serves 10 coastal communities, and while it can't say exactly how much of that $2 million it will get, it is giving thoughtful consideration. Food bank officials say Jordan expressed he wanted the money used in communities with the highest need and greatest racial disparities. The need has been vast. Before the pandemic, the Lowcountry Food Bank saw roughly 150 people come through its stores each month. This past December, that number was more than 1,000. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.